Good day, everyone out there. Welcome to another episode of Sports Planet Podcast. My name is Kaode Ogundare. My regular co-anchor, Mumini Alao, is absent. But not to worry, I have a capable replacement in the studio with me. Tosin Yabayomi. Tosin, how do you do?
I'm fine, thank you.
Tosin, you saw the Adesanya fight.
Yes, good fight.
And you wrote an article before the fight.
Yes.
Adesanya, we saw him going from a perfect record of 20-0 with 15 knockouts to 21 now. And he moved from the middleweight division to the light heavyweight division.
Yes.
Do you think this was a mistake in the first place?
I won't say it was a mistake, but it didn't turn out to be good for him.
Maybe that's a mistake then, if it didn't turn out well.
My understanding is because you fail at something once doesn't mean it's a mistake.
Okay.
So it depends on the interpretation. Obviously, the way Adesanya is in the middleweight division,
okay,
he's king. He already cleaned out the division. Let's just put it simple,
okay,
simple, straightforward. Gastelum was a great fight. Robert Whittaker was supposed to be a great fight. He knocked him out in two rounds. Anderson, the last time brother, the legend, he took him out also. And I just feel, also the Tavares, but I just feel personally that him moving up was to see how good he is.
Okay.
Which is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You move up in weight to see how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
And also the ability to set a record as being one of the five people to have a belt in multiple divisions. So that was something that was on his mind.
Okay.
Because I'd be one who have held the middleweight belt
the light
and
middleweight,
the light heavyweight belt.
Light
it was something he wanted to do. So he didn't succeed at it. I would say it was a mistake because he didn't just fight anybody in the light heavyweight division.
Okay.
He fought the best.
And for me, Tosin, sorry to cut you, that's why I am thinking, standing where I am now, that it may be a mistake. Why not try the smaller fries in the light heavyweight before going for the champion himself? Do you think that's what?
So the question will now be, did Adesanya make a mistake fighting the best in the light heavyweight?
That's what I'm saying.
He making a mistake
moving to the. We have a problem. I'm happy we've sorted that out. Now my thinking is, instead of going for the champion, why don't you go for those who are lower than him on the ranking, so that at least by the time you get a hang of the division, now you know after 2-3 fights you think, I'm prepared for the big man.
Yeah, but another thing about this kind of fighters is that their ego is important to them.
I agree with
so
you.
So one thing is this: if Adesanya fought someone who is not as good as Blachowicz in his first fight in the light heavyweight division, and he lost, it will have been very, very demoralizing for him. So it's about the risk. Like, if I fight, it's a win-win situation for him.
Okay.
I fight the best in the heavyweight division.
I
if
win.
I win, I get
good
all the glory.
If I lose, I'll say, I lost to the best.
I lost to the best.
I think when you put it that way, I think I agree with you. That's a nice way to put it. And if that's Adesanya's mindset, I think I also agree with him that, you have nothing to lose, actually. And to be honest with you, he has nothing to lose. Because now he has lost, nobody is seeing it like a crushing defeat. And like somebody said this morning, he said Adesanya lost, but he wasn't disgraced.
He wasn't disgraced. He wasn't disgraced.
Okay.
So, because fight went the distance.
Okay. Now, post-fight, I've read a lot of reactions from him. He complained about being fatigued, his legs being tired, he didn't have enough sleep, all of this. Do you think these excuses are good enough?
Yeah, for someone of Adesanya's caliber, Adesanya is being viewed by Dana White and the UFC as someone they can market to be a replacement to Conor McGregor,
okay,
as the main star of the UFC. He's already the cover star of the UFC game itself.
I
so just
you
to show that we are really, really banking. So there are a few people that are die-hard Adesanya fans.
Okay.
And there are people who feel that this guy is just hype.
Okay.
So it's two ways. He feels that he needs to justify
the hype.
You understand? The hype. And there's some truth to what he said, given his legs fatigue. When you are fighting someone who is a natural
in
205 pounds person
in his division,
and okay, you packed on about 25 pounds. Yes, you can go up to that weight,
but you refuse to.
But when you go up to that weight, it affects your body in the later round because you are naturally not that big.
Yeah.
You understand? So I feel there is a little bit of truth to
what I say.
You say, but as a champion again, we don't want to hear excuses.
Okay, let me put you on the spot now. You said for some people, he is the real deal. For others, he's just hype. For you, where do you stay? Where do you stand?
Well, we talked about the middleweight division, and I've watched Adesanya's fights. I tried to watch, except against Yoel Romero. I think that's the only disappointing fight he has had.
Okay.
But every challenge has been put towards Adesanya in the middleweight division. If he stays at his weight, he's difficult to beat. He stands at 6'4". He looks like someone who is
skinny.
He's tall and
tough.
And tough. The way he fights also,
okay.
He fights in an unconventional, awkward way. The way Adesanya fights, unlike most people who are known for their grappling and taekwondo or wrestling skills, or some are known for their striking skills, he's a combination of both. But he's more of a striker than a wrestler.
Okay.
But the thing is that he's so tall that, and he's so long, his arm length,
his width.
His width is so that you always have to beat Adesanya. You need to bring the fight to him. And it's two ways. When you are bringing the fight to him,
he has the reach to stop.
But if you are very good, you take him out. But like, he's always in his comfort zone because he knows you need to come to him to beat him.
Okay.
All his other boring fights, like against Romero knows that I'm stronger than this guy. But this guy has a better. So if I go in and he catches me clean, because he's a striker, if he catches me clean,
that's the end of it.
So I feel if he stays at middleweight, except they bring in one new
champion,
one new best, but as long as it's all these recycled guys, Eddie Tavares, Paulo Costa, Yoel Romero, Robert Whittaker, he'll keep just beating them because I don't know, he's just in that division, he's
well, you sort of answered my next question. I was going to ask you whether he should go back and stay in the middleweight division or stick to that light heavyweight where he has a better chance, like you said. But now, do you think, given what has happened in this fight, are you thinking of a rematch anytime soon?
Against no. He needs Adesanya cannot afford two losses in a row. He can't. Unlike boxing, whereby one loss is UFC, one loss is not the end of the world. Because everybody, probably apart from Khabib,
everybody else has lost at one.
Everybody else has lost at one particular point. But you can't just lose twice
in a row.
It's difficult to come back from that kind of. So I feel that he needs to go back and actually even take an easier fight. He has already fought his number one contender in Paulo Costa, so he can take an easier fight than wait for maybe Robert Whittaker to fight somebody else.
Well. This has been a very, very interesting session, and I wish we could go on and on, but time is never our friend on this program. We have to run now. But hey, never mind. You can catch all the previous episodes of this program when you go to our website on nigersuperfans.com. /category/podcast. You see all previous episodes there. Thank you. See you next time.